Welcome to the January 27th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Okay, the Second Amendment petition is picking up steam. Over 56,000 of you have signed it. Sponsored by the USCCA and Salem Radio Network, SupportSecondAmendment.com needs your signature right away. These signatures will be hand-delivered to Congress by the Salem Radio hosts in about 2 months. Please help us by adding your name to the list and be heard by visiting SupportSecondAmendment.com. today. It's real simple. Doesn't cost a dime. Put your name on the list and hit submit. Also, remember to head up to Gander Mountain Academy in Lakeville, Minnesota on Saturday, February 9th for the Armed American Radio Gander Mountain Academy sponsored CCW Expo. Meet me, Rob Pincus, author and trainer Michael Martin, and join us for a full day of fun at the Gander Mountain Academy in Lakeville. Enjoy this week's broadcast, and I'll see you on the radio.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a beautiful thing that is, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio. And we are bringing freedom to you, filling your prescription for freedom. I love hearing John Young say that, but we are filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast, talking to you about the things the mainstream media simply won't tell you about your right to keep and bear arms. Now, they demonize you. They hate you. They hate your freedoms. But they better figure it out quick, because Barack Obama goes shooting all the time. And I'm sure my next guest will want to comment on that one. The right of the people to keep and bear arms for skeet shooting shall not be infringed. From the Washington Times, columnist Emily Miller. Emily, welcome to the show. A pleasure. Thanks for joining me on short notice today for this segment. I'm glad we've got you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I think Thomas Jefferson said that.
Isn't that what it was?
To go skeet shooting.
Yeah, they pulled that part out, though, because a couple of the other guys said, no, I don't think that's quite it. But Emily...
I honestly don't even believe that Obama goes skeet shooting at Camp David.
No, I don't either. I made that. That was comical when
he
opened up the first
that.
Time.
I mean, he says it now, but I would be hard-pressed to see that man holding a gun.
Where's the photographs? They have photographs of him tying his shoes. Where's
Very
the pictures?
Point. Yep. Very good point. I will believe it when I see it.
Yeah. And well, you know what they're going to do? They're going to make him look stupider than Kerry now with the little orange tags on his new duck hunting outfit. Yeah, I go shooting all the time. I love that one. That's a joke.
That's right. The most interesting thing that came out of this White House this week was Joe Biden saying that if he really wanted to defend himself, he'd use a shotgun.
Uh-huh.
Completely overturning the whole purpose of the assault weapons ban was that it's a more dangerous gun in close quarters.
Yeah,
right.
Many people have no idea what they're talking about.
No, absolutely none. Let's get your insight on this. You're doing a four-part series. I love reading your work. It is absolutely, it's just fun to read. And everything, you know, I alluded in the first hour to the hoops that you jumped through and what a year it took you and the thousands you had to spend and all the garbage to exercise your right to skeet shoot in D.C.
Not even. I can't take my gun out of my house.
Isn't that great? Right. Tell us about the four-part series you got in the Washington Times now.
Well, I decided to write a series on the myths of guns in this whole drive for gun control that's going on both nationally and at the state level, because there are so many people in this country who just are not educated on the issue, and the anti-gun people are very good and been very effective in using language and using false information to convince people. And I've been watching the polls. The polls are moving against gun owners. They're saying all of a sudden more people than ever want a so-called assault weapons ban, want a high-capacity magazine, want universal background checks. The problem is that people don't know what they are. And, they're using the language of people like Dianne Feinstein and Barack Obama wrongly. So I wrote on Friday, The Myth of the Assault Weapon. And as you well know, of course, there's so many mistaken concepts in this. Of course, an assault weapon is an automatic gun that are not available, not used by criminals. And they'll say automatic often in these stories. But and then today, right now, it's just gone up, the myth of the high-capacity magazine. Now, of course, what you ask an average person, what do you think is a high-capacity magazine, they might say 30 rounds, they might say 100 rounds. Dianne Feinstein defines it as 10. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo defines it as 7. And the average shooter criminal in an incident is 4 shots,
mm-hmm.
just 4. So you got enough at 10. But, you know, the idea that they're somehow going to limit us on how many rounds we can get off, and if you have 2 assailants, and, you know, as you said, I'm a new shooter. It's been less than a year. I'm not going to hit the guy the first time I shoot. If I comes to my house at night, I mean, I'm not going to have good aim. There's 2 guys, and suddenly this is limited. Obviously, that and the assault weapon ban are end runs to get all guns. I mean, the facts don't line up on these things. But so that's why I'm doing this whole series, is to sort of try to at least educate those who want to take the time to read it. What are these myths that are used by the other side? And let's just talk about the facts.
All right, now part 2 is the high cap mags is appearing in Monday's paper, correct?
It is, and it's just went up on our website right now, WashingtonTimes.com, so people can see that right now. And just a lot of interesting facts on how many shots you get off in a crime, what qualifies as high capacity, things like that that, you know, many people don't know.
Well, what we do is we try to educate people, re-educate people when we hear this media, because I'm convinced. And let me ask you this first. Are you convinced like I am that a lot of this is intentional from the media?
If it's intentional from the media, it's intentional from the politicians. It's absolutely intentional from the gun groups like Brady and, you know, some of the more fringe ones. I mean, they sat down with pollsters and came up with this language. They mm-hmm. came up with the idea of going after guns that look scary because they can get public support. I think, by and large, the media are so liberal. They're not gun owners. They've not shot guns. They really don't know what they're talking about, and they don't take the time to learn. That's my theory on why they use this language. I mean, it makes me crazy when I see reporters in newspapers and magazines who put they want to ban high capacity clips. I mean, it's such a small thing, but learn the correct terminology if you're going to be a reporter and talk about these issues. So
yeah, we're constantly correcting people on this terminology. And what I like to say is where I was going before I asked you about the media, and that is the term high capacity itself. Let's try standard capacity. And I've had to re-educate shooters on that. Hey, you know what? That's not a high-capacity magazine. That's a standard capacity 17-round magazine that the Glock 17 was designed to shoot with.
Exactly. And, you know, the SIG that I got in D.C., I'm pretty sure, because I never saw it, it had a 13-round mag, I think, is mm-hmm. the standard. I have a 229. And because of D.C. has this so-called assault weapons ban, I couldn't even have the gun shipped with the existing standard mag to me. So I had to find a dealer who would take the mag, put in one that, you know, has a bar in it, so it blocks it at 10, and then send it. It's illegal to even send it and switch the magazines here, so I couldn't order it from an internet place. They just send you the whole box. It's completely arbitrary.
And, well, the city of Washington is safer because you have to go through that hoop, right? This is the convoluted logic that we're talking about. Let's go to, you mentioned New York. Let's go there for a minute. Boy, you talk about a pet peeve for me. Okay, looks like we lost Stephanie on that. I'm sorry, lost Emily there, Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, you go ahead and get her back. She'll probably call right back in.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to take her is the New York, the fascist gun grab in New York State. Absolutely atrocious what we're seeing happening in the dead of night by a state government who didn't even want to face the public. Once you get outside of Manhattan, there are some very conservative areas in upstate New York. And I mentioned last week that these individuals, some of them who work in the firearms industry in the state of New York, took off to, as they do every year, head to the largest trade show in the world, the SHOT Show. And during that 2-week period, they're gone, come back home, vilified, demonized, criminals and half their products outlawed in the state that they've supported with taxes and
Mark.
Supported the community. We've got Emily back. Emily, I'm talking now about New York State and what was absolutely the single most atrocious gun grab I've ever seen in the dead of night.
It was shocking, and that's what is really, gun owners have got to wake up. They have got to pay attention to what's going on in the states. And I've written about this a lot because on the national level, I think what they're doing between the White House and the Democrats on the Hill is they're just building public support. They know that they can't get some of the stuff through the House, mm-hmm. the Republican House, but by building public support and using their platform in Washington, they're getting support on the state level. And so people like Governor Cuomo, in 3 days' time, I'm sure that bill was pre-written, but in days' time, shove that thing through the Senate and the House. It's so faulty that they forgot to exempt the police from it, and ban any magazine over 7 rounds, do a full ban on ARs and any kind of modern sporting rifle, and it is just astounding. I mean, people couldn't even turn their heads before it happened. And I'll say, tomorrow at 9 a.m. in Hartford, Connecticut, there's going to be one public hearing, at least they're going to do that, which they didn't do in New York, on their big gun grab situation. And I think a lot of gun owners are going to be showing up for that to, you know, at least show their support for keeping the laws as they are, because even though Connecticut had the Newtown shooting, none of the laws that anyone is trying to pass would have stopped him. He stole the guns from his mother. He was mentally ill and should have been in a hospital. He was under 21 and couldn't get a handgun legally. That all worked. It wasn't the amount of rounds that he had in the gun that killed him. He could have just changed the magazine. So, you know, there's so much misconception, but it's really like exactly what you said. It's the state levels. And
yeah, very, very important. We're going to hear music here in just a second. I know you've got to go. In about 20 seconds or 15 seconds, you're appearing on Fox News tomorrow. Tell us very quickly about it.
I'll be on Fox at 7:45 a.m. Eastern Time to talk about this four-part series on the myth of gun control.
Thank you so much, Emily,
Thank
for
you,
everything
Mark.
That you're doing and the voice that you give gun owners in the Washington Times. We'll talk again soon and bring you back to talk about some more of your experiences in these series.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Emily. Appreciate it much. Ladies and gentlemen, Emily Miller from the Washington Times. Make sure you read what she writes. Incredibly knowledgeable. Great. Stuff here on the Armed American Radio Network. Back after this.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt, offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts. The Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, live, coast to coast, from Florida to Alaska and all parts in between, including parts unknown, here on the Armed American Radio Network. From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. If you don't have a Crossbreed Holster, you are really missing out. I'm carrying in a Super Tuck right now. Gotta love that. John, do you have a Super Tuck?
Not yet.
Need to get you one.
I definitely do.
Need to get you a bigger gun, too. We'll talk about that off air.
Okay. Well, you know, as we're speaking, I'm actually looking at shotguns. So.
There you go. At least you're looking at firepower. I love it.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it one that's on Feinstein's list, do you know?
I have looked for a semi-automatic shotgun, yes.
Good.
Yes.
Buy something on her list, really tick her off. Send her an email and tell her you did.
I'll be straight honest, which that's one of the reasons, because I've got shotguns at home, but that's one of the reasons why I'm looking to buy a couple of more.
A quote of the day. I go shooting all the time, from Barack Hussein Obama. He goes shooting all the time. Bet you didn't know that.
No, that's news to me.
Yeah, it was news to Emily Miller. She cracked up, too. It's hard not to laugh when you hear that stuff. It really, really is. I go shooting all the time.
Where are the
sure
pictures?
You do. Show me the photos.
Yes.
Show me the photos. Until then, lie comes to mind. Pander comes to mind. Oh, that wouldn't come from him, would it?
Well, no.
No, he's, oh boy.
Well, I have a suggestion for him.
Yeah, what's that?
He should go to Penny Gun Auction and get his next shotgun.
He
or whatever
can go there right now. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yes.
He can go there right now. Even he can go. And since he shoots all the time, he might want to consider it.
Yep.
He can go there right now to PennyGunAuction.com and register for free. No credit card necessary. Use the promo code WIN, W-I-N, in caps. W-I-N, in caps. And pick up 20 free bids. Win yourself, if you're lucky, one of three car handguns, 380, the 9mm, or the 40. Your pick?
And they're nice.
They are nice. They are very nice. One of my favorite carry guns is my car, the CW9. I love the handgun. You know who knows a lot about that stuff?
Who?
Is our next guest.
Oh.
Miss Kathy Jackson. Kathy Jackson comes to us from the West Coast. She's out on the left coast. Hi, Kathy. You're laughing. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you doing tonight, Mark?
I was doing great, and I was going to try to get my introduction of you out, but I heard you chuckle in the background. So as a result of that,
I'll just say welcome to the show. Yep.
My co-author, a former editor of managing editor for many years of Concealed Carry Magazine, and co-author with me on Lessons from Armed America and the forthcoming Lessons from Unarmed America, and world-renowned trainer, author also of The Cornered Cat. What else am I missing?
That sounds about isn't that enough? Well, the website, of course. But isn't that
cornerdcat.com. Let's not forget that. Kathy, wow, since you and I saw each other a couple weeks ago, a lot's happened in the news. And I want to get your perspective. It's always fun to listen to you and your wisdom because you are such a cool, prevailing, you're like just the calm wind in the storm. And you've always had the uncanny ability to bring me down a peg when I start getting riled up. And I always love that about you. What are your thoughts on what you're seeing as we witness the administration and the media really come after your livelihood?
Well, I do think it is amazing. If you look at what is happening in the firearms world right now, the firearms companies are the only part of the economy that's really booming right now. One of the very, very few parts of the economy that's really booming right now. So it is astonishing to me that that's what they're choosing to go after. I would almost think that they were trying to distract everybody from what's going on the financial side, but I know that's way too maybe cynical.
Right.
But it astonishes me. I'll tell you what else astonishes me. I can't believe the misogyny for what I am seeing while they are going after the guns.
Yeah, well, let's go there. Emily Miller mentioned it when she was here in the last segment as well. I believe it was Stephanie Samford mentioned it also. I'll have to go back and listen to the record, but it was one of the two mentioned it. Give me your take on it.
Well, it's very, very simple, Mark. I think they are running very scared because if you look at what's happened in the firearms community, in the self-defense community, where people believe in the basic human right to self-defense, you will see that there has been a sweeping change in the past 5 years or so where there's a huge number of women who have come into that world and a huge number of young people who have come into that world, and they're enthusiastic and they're excited about it and they're getting their carry permits and they're learning how to carry, and this is all awesome. You see articles about it in the newspapers. You see them on the web. You see videos, and this is all great. So when one of our politicians stands up and says, well, we have to ban the assault weapons because women really can't handle an AR-15.
Okay, stop right there. Hold that thought. We're talking about Carolyn McCarthy of New York. And that comment that she made, is that correct?
Yes,
okay.
We are.
Elaborate, if you would.
Well, first of all, I think that she's saying something like that simply to make women feel excluded rather than included in this community, which we have very much joined and are very much a part of, and we're a vibrant, vital part of it. But also, I think she's trying to create a little bit of self-doubt, like, oh, can I do this thing? And of course we can. The really amazing thing is the AR-15 is one of the friendliest rifles for smaller statured shooters that's out there.
Does Carolyn McCarthy understand this? Is this calculated? Is this diabolical? Is this, or let me put it this way and just get right to the point, or is she just stupid?
You know, given a choice between evil and stupid, you almost have to flip a coin here. Because at a certain level of ignorance, if the ignorance persists, you have to figure that the ignorance is deliberate. I can't answer that, you know, not knowing her heart. I know what the effect is. The effect is that the rest of us are looking at each other, and we're not going to stand for that. I mean, we're absolutely not. I love the fact that those of us in the pro-rights community, we're standing together right now, and we're supporting each other, and we're reaching out to take care of each other's businesses. And where there are cases where there are small businesses that have been hurt by some of the things that are happening, I know that there are people who are making decisions to buy things from those smaller companies, maybe that they don't even need, just to affirm that those companies are making the right decisions and that we're standing together. I love the fact that there are so many people who are joining the NRA right now, who are joining the Second Amendment Foundation, who are joining the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. We're getting together and we're saying, look, we're out here and we're not going to get shoved back in the closet. I think this is awesome. It's a good thing.
Perfect timing, Ms. Jackson. That was wonderful stuff. You should be a radio host. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Kathy Jackson. When we come back, we'll have more discussion with her on a number of different fronts, including training, and get some of her thoughts about what happened in New York and what it means to be a small company right now. You can't buy product because of what's happening. Armed American Radio, we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, sorry, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
Ah! This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Terry Cann, Mark Walters.
I love that. Almost sounds like that music was written for John Young, even though I'm not a real big fan of that music. That's okay. John makes it all right. Welcome back to the program, the Armed American Radio Network. You got to love that. You know, if you want to participate on the show, head over. He wasn't lying about that. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. People are on here right now. Joe Smith says, Emily Miller is fantastic. We get this in real time. You can participate with us on the Facebook page. And you'll also see the lineup as they build in real time throughout the day. I would also like to direct you to my email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. A lot of you have been having difficulty because it's been bouncing back. I guess Comcast servers have been bouncing that back to you. We've corrected that problem. No longer having it. So many of you are sending emails that they were picking it up as spam. But we have corrected that problem. So make sure you reach out to me directly at mark@armedamericanradio.org. I read every one of those emails. And you may get your email read on the air. Promise you that. I apologize for about the last couple months we've been having that issue, but we have it corrected. Welcome back to the show. Kathy Jackson, are you with me?
I'm still here.
There you go. I know we had some phone problems there at the network, but that appears to be okay. If we drop you, Sean will get back to you right away.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. What we saw in New York while you and I were in Vegas was a fascist gun grab to the nth degree. And, of course, you and I were sitting at a little table in the press room talking about companies like Kimber and companies like Remington who have offices and plants and thousands of employees, contribute to the communities and pay taxes to the state who just demonize them. What are your thoughts on that, Kath?
Well, I believe you and I talked about this a little bit. The temptation is to say, oh, well, let's boycott those companies. I am much more in favor of boycott, where we reward the companies that do things that we want, that do things that support us. I am a big fan of saying, you know, there's this company, you know, Ruger has done an awesome job with this. Let's support them by doing this other thing. Or, you know, the other companies that are out there that are doing good things, I believe we should be supporting them and rewarding them and talking about them. And the ones that are in those terrible states, I think what we need to say to them is we really want you to move to a place where you will be in a better location for your business,
right,
and where we can feel good about supporting you.
And the effort to do that is underway. And I want to clarify, I'm not calling for a boycott of those companies. Through no fault of their own, they find themselves in a very, very terrible predicament. Let's take Kimber or Remington, for example, two very big names that come to mind, who quite literally went to a trade show and came home demonized, literally overnight.
Yeah.
Literally overnight. And these companies have decisions that they have to make now. And I, as a consumer, am not inclined to want to give money to the state of New York as a gun owner, as a Second Amendment activist. I'm not inclined to give that state any of my money as a result, and that's going to hurt, and my intention is not to hurt those companies. What I would like to do is support them in other ways and help them get the heck out. There are efforts underway in Texas right now. There are formal efforts underway in Arizona right now. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I've seen one in the Carolinas. But there are many states out there who will take these companies and welcome those employees with wide open arms. And again, it's a bad situation for them to be in, Kathy, but you know, I hope and pray that the CEOs of these companies make swift, bold, decisive decisions and do it quickly. I don't know of any other option. I mean, do they stay there? What's the option? Do they stay in New York? Sean, what do you – I mean, I don't know. It's a tough call, I think, as to whether or not we keep – you know, I don't know. I'm not going to call for a boycott of the companies. I just simply refuse to do that. These are good companies who don't deserve to have their products boycotted simply because of a fascist move by their own state government.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, you agree with me on that?
Yeah. They'll have to make a decision whether they want to stay there or if they want to, you know, But I'm with you. I don't want to boycott anybody.
No, it's not fair. It's not fair.
Yeah.
But it is a dilemma. It's an interesting dilemma. It poses this question. Do you support the company financially and feed the state of New York? Everything that you buy that comes from that is feeding the coffers of that state government and rewarding them financially for that decision. And now Emily hit the nail right on the head in the previous segment, or I should say at the top of the hour,
mm-hmm.
when she said that this was clearly pre-written legislation. There's no way they rammed this through in 3 days. You know, I don't know. Maybe they did. I don't know.
Well, you know, a lot of these guys won't even read half of what they've got their name on or what they vote on. So obviously, even if it was something that they had down the line, it was definitely done without any thought put to it. I mean, you ban your own police officers and sheriff deputies and state troopers. I mean, really?
Well, that's evidence right there that it may not have been pre-written. I don't know.
You know, I mean, how can you? That makes no sense to me. That's just government just run amok. It just makes no sense.
No, it's a fascist move. This is what we would see from Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. This is what we would see from Castro's Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we would see in you know, the former Soviet bloc.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
it's astonishing. It really is truly jaw dropping. It's astonishing.
And they jumped the gun on this because I guess Cuomo wanted in the history books make himself look like he's done something. But I mean, it just makes no sense of how they put it through, and then you got Bloomberg running around doing what he's trying to do. I mean,
this is the usual suspects. I refer to this,
yeah.
You know, pretty much weekly, that these are the usual circus freaks that come out of the closet every opportunity they get, and the media parades them around. Here's an interesting concept for you, like Alan Corwin mentioned on the show last week. You know, the Brady statistic, it comes from the Brady. All they're doing is regurgitating what the Bradys are giving them, talking points memos, that 40% of all guns are purchased without a background check. How would you ever know that?
Yeah.
How would you know?
There's no way.
Where does that number come from? If there's no background, how would you know?
Well, you know.
They don't know.
And here's something. I mean, if you want to pass laws, can we pass laws to keep people in jail, people in prison? I mean, really? You got people. I mean, I've watched shows and you know, various shows talking about crime and stuff like that. You got people that have literally murdered someone and is out on the street. My question is, why is he out on the street?
Well, that's everybody's question, and you're referring to the Webster case up in New York, a couple weeks before a couple weeks after Newtown, where this guy went ballistic, and this guy had murdered his grandmother. Murdered his grandmother.
Hello. He's
with
out.
A hammer.
He's out.
And he's out of prison. How does that happen?
But no, we want to vilify gun owners, legal.
Cuomo, how does that happen?
Unbelievable.
How does that happen? I mean, it's ridiculous. But I don't know. Again, you know, if I had the answers to all this stuff, I would be a wealthy man.
Well, yeah.
You know. It's very difficult to get in to grasp and put your arms around and wrap your head around, if you will, an individual like Bloomberg, who, you know, I mean, what is this, the King syndrome?
Yes.
Is this narcissism? It clearly fits some of that psychology, this narcissistic pattern. When you have Obama, if you read anything about the what I quoted at the opening of the show, he blames everything on Republicans. Everything he blames on Republicans.
But yet he ran as a Republican.
Well, you have to hear some of the leading questions as well that he gets from the mainstream media when they ask him this. Hey, here's a question. Are there any forces for reform within the Republican Party? Really? What kind of question is that? How about... We're coming. Good time for a break. I'll leave it at that. When we come back, we'll try to get Kathy Jackson back online. I apologize for the phone trouble. Kathy, you feel free to call back in. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. More after this.
No Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike Round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Have you ever wondered how the media talks about your rights to own a gun? Do you know what your politicians, what they really think about you owning a gun? I discuss that and answer some of these questions in my new documentary, Gun Laws, A National Debate. Hello, this is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
This is Armed American Radio, heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. Next week, I'll be bringing the show to you live from my home down in Tampa, Florida, from the studios of Talk 860 WGUL. That's always a great time. Love getting home and bringing the show to you. From Tampa, Talk 860 WGUL, the following week on the 9th, make sure, especially all of you up there in Minnesota, many, many stations listening to us up in Minnesota right now, I'll be in Lakeville, Minnesota at the Gander Mountain Academy. Ooh, talk about a great time. I'll be there. Rob Pincus will be there.
Michael Martin will be there. We will have over 40, I believe the count is now up over 45 vendors. The try before you buy. That's right, you get to shoot. And then buy. Haha. That'll be fun. That's at Lakeville, Minnesota on the 9th from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Come out, get a copy of my book. I'll sign it for you right there on the spot. Rob Pincus will be there. We're going to jump in the simulators at the Gander Mountain Academy with you. We're going to have a great time. It was an absolute blowout when we did it down in Florida at the Gander Mountain Academy flagship location down in Lake Mary. So, having said that, make plans. Come on. I know it's going to be cold. Trust me, I'm well aware. I think it's going to be about 40 degrees shift from where I am right now, but that's okay. We'll all be inside. So come in and get warm and get cozy and cozy up next to the firearms and jump in the simulators with us and meet us. It'll be a great time. Shanto, are you with me?
Yes.
We have some interesting. I understand we're having some trouble getting Kathy back. We'll continue to work on that. We have some phone line issues.
Yes.
Okay. We have, Sean, as you know, sheriffs around the country who, I got to tell you, stepping up to the plate, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
I've never seen anything like it. In the mere fact that we're at a place in this country right now today where we have hundreds of sheriffs across the country who are making their voices heard to this administration directly, literally, sheriffs writing the president of the United States saying, no, not in my county, pal.
We had one here in Collin County, which is Plano, Texas. That's the home of Plano, Texas.
Yeah, there's a lot more than one in Texas, but yeah, right down the road from you, you're absolutely correct about that. Mm-hmm. We have every sheriff in the state of Utah, with the exception of one, every single sheriff in the state of Utah saying, uh-uh, not in my county.
And you also have some representatives who have passed laws basically saying that anybody that tries to enforce any kind of federal law against the Second Amendment will be arrested.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And you know, we're not making this stuff up. I read you my own sheriff, my own local sheriff's letter last week, letter to the editor, saying, uh-uh, not happening in my county either. And I'm proud of that. Proud to see these guys. You know, we talk to the sheriffs on this show a lot. We've had everybody from Sheriff Mack.
Yes.
To Sheriff Mike Eaton.
Yes.
Up in Michigan.
Great
Sheriff
guys.
Chuck Wright out in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the sheriff out in New Mexico. Had him out in Colorado. We're big friends of the sheriff here. And believe me, the sheriff is big friends of you. We have a new one here. Very interesting. Because the words you're about to hear come from a sheriff up in Wisconsin. Up in Wisconsin. Sean, go ahead and play it up.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought...
I love that.
But you know what he's talking about, and that's the problem that we're having here in America. For some reason, some of the people out there want to have this idea that if you have to protect yourself, you run the other way. They don't get you have to. Sometimes you have to fight. You just don't have a choice. I mean, a person is breaking your house, just like the guy in, I believe, Atlanta, where. The woman.
You're talking about the woman. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. I mean, she fired 5 rounds into this guy. I mean, what do the anti-gunners expect her to do? He's coming after her. Just stand there and just let your kids be. You know, I mean, the thought process, you know, me and you have had private conversations about this. I just can't fathom where these people get these ideal that criminals can be reasoned with. I don't get it.
Well, that's why. We point out to you week after week that this is not about, you know, gun control is not about guns. It's about control. This is about control. Listen, I was very vocal. Well, a lot of people were, but I hated with a passion daily in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing to me that not everybody can see through this stuff. But if you recall prior to the McDonald decision in 2010, There was the Korean War vet in his mid-80s who used a firearm inside the city of Chicago. He wasn't supposed to have it. And he shot and killed a crackhead coming up his steps. Good for him. Good for the dead crackhead. The dead crackhead was armed, came in this guy's house at 2:30 in the morning, firing, trying to kill him and his family. And he got what he deserved. Dead. The city of Chicago supported the veteran, the 85-year-old man. Not the dead crackhead. Well, the 85-year-old veteran, I'm saying he's 85, he might have been 84, he was in his 80s, I believe, violated Chicago's gun laws. Of course, public outcry made it impossible for King Daley and his servants to prosecute. The power of the people. And I personally believe that followed 2 weeks later, the McDonald decision, slapping Daley upside the head with a rolled up copy of the Constitution, finding the King's Law unconstitutional, that 1-2 punch combination is what ended Mayor Daley's reign. I believe that.
Yeah.
The tyrant was busted. He was outed. And he knew darn good and well that there was no way he could run again as he had been caught. So when you hear something like the sheriff, Clark, in Milwaukee, make the statements that you heard, you have to wonder, well, who agrees with him and who disagrees with him? Because I bet you 80%. You got your 20% lay-me-down Kool-Aid drinkers. They just don't care. Was it Mike Dukakis? If Kitty was being raped, would you? I wouldn't want that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You pandering liar.
Mm-hmm. That's why we had the crime we have right there.
You're a pandering liar. But the fact of the matter is you got your 20% that's going to lay down the pass. You know, who knows why they say what they say. But good for the sheriff up there in Milwaukee. I'll be in Milwaukee in 2 days. I'm going to get off the airplane and clap when I get there. Good for you. We'll try to get him on Armed American Radio. It'll be an awful lot of fun. Sean, what do we got for time?
We have right at 20 seconds.
Oh, that means I have to say carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. This is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back with the roundtable, David Kodria, the Mad Ogre, after this. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby. I can touch you. Tell us me by the plan now, baby.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Over the river and through the woods to
Walmart.
We go. The horse knows the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
To the wild. checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie is.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.